Missouri Net News. I'm Elisa Nelson. A bomb threat at the Jewish Community Center in East Central Missouri's Creve Coeur is under investigation by the FBI. The St. Louis County Police Department says Jewish community centers in other states have also been the targets of threats today. St. Louis County's executive is condemning today's incident. Brian Howsworth reports.
St. Louis County Executive Steve Stenger says the investigation has been turned over to the FBI. Stenger's statement reads in part, quote, "Continued threats and harassment toward our Jewish community cannot be tolerated. We are committed to a responsive and responsible government that promotes tolerance, understanding, and inclusiveness. There is no place for this reprehensible conduct in St. Louis County." End of quote. Brian Howsworth, Missouri Net.
The Missouri Senate debated for about 6 hours last night a labor bill that would require public employees to give annual permission before union dues can be taken from their paychecks. Democrats, including St. Louis Senator Jake Hummel, says the proposal would weaken the power of Missouri's unions.
When we're here attacking our state troopers and our police and our firemen, the people that try to keep us safe on a daily basis, I think that's wrong.
Most Senate Republicans say the measure is pro-worker. A vote has not been taken on the measure. A 12-year-old St. Louis boy playing with a gun has been shot to death. Damian Holmes and his 9-year-old brother were home alone last night when the shooting happened. Mizzou has a new men's basketball coach. Missouri Net Sports Director Bill Pollack reports.
Konzo Martin is Mizzou's new basketball coach. He accepted the offer today after resigning from Cal. Martin returns to the state of Missouri, where he spent 3 years at Missouri State before jobs at Tennessee and then Cal Berkeley. Martin will be paid a reported $3 million per year over 7 years. Bill Pollack, Missouri Net Sports.
An environmental group thinks the state faces uncertainty given the policies of the EPA under President Trump. New EPA Director Scott Pruitt recently said carbon dioxide is not a primary contributor to global warming. Andy Knott with the Sierra Club of Missouri contends Pruitt's statement puts him in a conflict with the organization he runs.
It does put him squarely at odds with his own agency, the US EPA, which says that carbon pollution is produced by humans and is the primary greenhouse gas that contributes to climate change.
Pruitt is expected to make dramatic changes to the EPA's policies after having sued the agency more than a dozen times as Oklahoma's attorney general. And a possible sex assault at Mizzou is under investigation. Campus police say the reported attack happened early Tuesday near the football stadium. The potential suspect and victim are not Mizzou students and reportedly do not know each other. This is Missouri Net News.